we would say at least three factors that are important there. One is that to date, commodity prices have remained reasonably high, partly driven by demand from rapidly growing economies such as China. And commodity prices, as you can imagine, are very important for African countries, although each commodity price affects each African country differently. Oil is important for Nigeria, but it's also important for Ethiopia, which imports a whole lot of oil, different effects. And I think a second is when you look at the pattern of African trade over the past 15 years, there's been a very strong diversification of exports away from the traditional markets, most notably Europe, towards, again, the advanced, the fast-growing economies of Asia, particularly, and China's role in that is quite important. So you have a more diversified export base that's not relying on the countries that are in the deepest deeper problems. And the last point is that much of the instability that is being transmitted around the advanced economies is indeed instability arising from and being driven through financial sectors. Africa's financial systems are still relatively delinked from the rest of the world.
Are there risks in the fact that a lot of this growth is based on resources other than like services and finances?
Sub-Saharan Africa, you get about half the countries are countries where natural resource exports have been important. And so new discoveries and higher prices have been clearly a solid growth stimulus there. But there are other countries that have grown very fast, but not on the basis of natural resources. Mozambique would be a good example. Rwanda is another good example. There's growth in the agricultural sector, which obviously is key in most countries, certainly to generating benefits from growth to the less well-off.
How much does the IMF know about how the growth is distributed among the population?
I think across the region, there's a reasonable amount of distribution of the benefits downwards. But I think there's no doubt in our minds that an inclusive growth is a top priority, both for the policymakers in the region, and I think, obviously, for multilateral agencies.
What kind of things can be done to make sure there is an inclusion, that more households are benefiting from this than just the top echelon?
Much of the poverty, the most significant poverty, is clearly rural in nature. So issues like building sort of roads from farm to market, you know, linking in the sort of peripheral areas of the country/economy into the modern economy is clearly something that's going to benefit the poor.
Is there a risk of overblowing this African growth because the growth is coming from a place that was further behind?
The idea that African poverty is disappearing is absolutely wrong. As you say, percentages are 8% looks much better than 5% or 5 to 3. But if you run 5% versus 3%, you need to run at the difference for maybe 20, 30 years before you really begin to see huge differences in living standards. Low levels means things are getting better. It doesn't mean that suddenly large hunks of Africa are turning into middle-income countries.